Joining me in the studio this morning in his usual Monday morning spot, I've got Monmouth College Sports Information Director Dan Nolan. Dan, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Finally got going. Fighting Scots Athletics got going over the weekend. Tell us about it.
Well, we did. We got going and we got stopped. The women's golf team opened up at Augustana at the Arsenal Country Club course, and that was on Saturday. Shot a 360 up there. Mamie Ambrose, one of our freshmen, one of three freshmen out of Matamoras, shot an 84. That was the eighth best round ever in program history. And then Haley Hoekstra, one of our returning sophomores, shot an 87. So not a bad start. And then yesterday we tried to play another dual meet here at home, and the afternoon rains came, and we were about I think we're around 9 or 10 holes complete, and they got washed out. So
that's a good day. You got 9 holes in. Yeah, practice round.
Yeah. And the weather wasn't bad at the start, but it was funny. I was out there and took some pictures, and then went back to the office. And as soon as I left the course and started walking in my truck, it started raining. So perfect timing on my part. Not so much for everybody else.
Lucky Dan.
Yeah. But the women got off to, I think, a pretty good start. And then women's tennis opened up on Saturday, played a doubleheader at Millikan, lost to Millikan 9-0, and then a 7-2 loss to Illinois Tech. And in that Illinois Tech game, Morgan Holly at number 4 singles and Natalie Curtis at number 6 both won, and Natalie had a squeaker 7-6, 6-3.
Oh, wow. Good
but
one.
Good win. And then very close for those two who pair at number 2 doubles, lost 8-4. And then at against Millikan, Kat Hinman, our number 1 singles player, won the first set 7-5, but then fell 6-1, 10-4.
Another close one.
We're really busy this weekend. We actually start our home events on Friday, 3 o'clock, women's soccer hosting Rockford. Women's volleyball hosts Lincoln Christian at 7 Friday night. And we've got like 5 or 6 6-footers on the squad this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
It should be. And then other home events on Saturday. Football opens up at home against Hope. We have the volleyball invitational going on. We start at 10, and that goes through the afternoon. And then we've got a lot of other events going on the road. Friday, cross country is at Illinois Wesleyan. Men's soccer is at Central. On Saturday, women's golf plays at the Augustana Invitational. Women's tennis is at Simpson and Central. And then on Sunday, women's soccer is at Central. Men's soccer is at Webster. And the women's golf team wraps up the Augie Invitational. So pretty busy. And check our website, too, to see if those matches are going to be webcast or all contests. You can find out if they're going to be webcast. We'll have a little webcast icon.
Yeah, MamaScots.com. Fantastic. Correct. Website. I love it.
I jumped over men's golf, which they play at the Sandberg Invite on Thursday.
So that's pretty close. They're playing, which of course they play at Galesburg. Do you know off the top of your head?
I do not know. I want to say Lake Bracken, but I'm not positive on that. I don't recall if I put that on the website.
No, it is in Galesburg, so you'll find one of them over
there. Just drive around just every drive golf around course Galesburg, until you find it.
And look for red and white.
So, yeah, but we have the season previews coming out this week. Cross country has a pretty good nucleus back, men and women, as we mentioned, volleyball. Women's soccer are going to be fast and more fast, and men's soccer looks to be pretty solid and improved this year as well. So,
and a lot of talented youth on that women's golf team, sounds like.
Yeah, we have 4 freshmen, 3 from Matamoras, so it kind of hit the jackpot there. And we have 1 senior, Carly Gonnett, will be wrapping up her career. And then we have sophomores and freshmen, so building for the future, but should be pretty decent this year.
Good. Coach Sims did a great job of recruiting, it sounds like.
Yeah, she really has. And had the dual meet yesterday, and everything went off without a hitch till the rains came. So
as usual, darn.
We'll see. Yeah, it would have been interesting to see what numbers we could have put up on our home course.
Should be a lot of fun. Football season, we start our coverage of Monmouth College football this Saturday. Should be a lot of fun coming off a great year last year, a fantastic year last year. And we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Braun about that here in a little bit. But very excited about Scott's football hitting the air again.
Yeah, home opener on Saturday against Hope. Jumped out to a 31-3 lead at halftime last year, won 44-3. But as Coach Braun will tell you, I don't let that fool you. Hope is pretty good. They finished 7-3 and won, I believe, the seven of their last eight games, I believe. So,
wow.
Yeah, they're not a bad team, and we'll see how we shake out. We've got some new faces, but we've got some old faces too, and ready to get going.
Got a night game, week two, 7 o'clock yeah. game at Wartburg. It's kind of
yeah.
odd.
Yeah, it'll at Wartburg on the road.
Been 7 a while since we played at night, maybe.
It's will we play at night?
Yeah,
at home.
No. I mean, it's been a while since we played at night. Any
a couple of years ago, I think played Cole in the evening, I believe.
Okay,
but yeah, and then week three, the 16th is the conference bye week, where everybody is off for that week, and so we wrap up the month of September with a home game on the 30th against Lawrence.
We've
gone back to divisions this year. So the North School games do not count in the divisional standings, just games against the South teams, which would be Lake Forest, Illinois College, Knox, and Grinnell, and Cornell.
Cornell, yeah. Co's gone. Yep. Midwest Conference Championship Week will be hosted by Monmouth. No matter where we finish in our division standings, we will host the final week. So.
Right. It's the South's year to host. So we'll host our like finisher out of the North. If we finish first in the South, we'll face the number one team out of the North. If we're second, we'll face the number two team out of the North, and so on down the line.
Well, if the coaches are correct, and they always are, seems like,
mm-hmm, yeah,
it could very possibly come down to us in St. Norbert again.
That's what they think. Yeah.
As far as the coaches' poll goes,
yeah. Coach Braun likes the format. As an SID, I'm not so thrilled with it.
As a fan, I love it.
Yeah.
And coaches love it. Players love it. But I'm sure it's an SID nightmare.
Yeah, it's great for everybody but the
you
SID.
You got a week to get ready because sometimes you don't know, right, before the ninth week.
Exactly.
Of who you're going to play eventually. Yeah. So, all right, Dan.
All righty.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan Nolan, Sports Information Director at Monmouth College.